Before there was Marion Jones, before there was Florence Joyner, there was Fanny Blankers Koen. Blankers Koen was the great female star of Dutch track and field in the 1930s and 40s. Her high point came at the 1948 Olympic Games, where she won 4 gold medals. She died Sunday in Holland of complications from Alzheimer's at age 85. A few years ago, the International Association of Athletics Federations named her the best female athlete of the 20th century. Filmmaker Bud Greenspan has been making movies about the Olympic Games for decades and joins us from New York. Bud Greenspan, you knew Fanny Blankers Koen.
I knew Fanny very well. I met her in 1948 in London. And this was her second Olympics because in 1936 she ran for the Dutch team. They didn't do very well. But she had an idol at the 1936 Games, and that was Jesse Owens. And when she finally met Jesse, she says, "One day I'm going to do what you do." And sure enough, she was able to do it 12 years later in 1948.
We should point out the 1936 Olympics were in Berlin. They were the games hosted by Adolf Hitler. And Jesse Owens' victories were something of an embarrassment to the Nazis. So to be a great, to idolize Jesse Owens was to be on the right side of history, let's say, at that moment.
Well, 12 years later, she embarrassed a couple of officials from the Dutch Olympic Committee by coming to London with the mother of 2 children, which she had during World War II after she married her coach, Mr. Blankers. And the British were very, very staid at the time, and they said, "Why is she running around in short pants in front of the whole world when she should be home with her children?" She said, "I will show you." And sure enough, she wins 2 gold medals, about to go home, has a crying spell with her husband. He said, "Fanny, you have an opportunity to do something that no one has ever done other than Jesse Owens," and that was win 4 gold medals. She said, "The children will wait. I will come later."
So she, her victories were, first of all, a triumph of a great female athlete, but also the triumph of a woman who decided to be both an athlete and also a mother at the same time.
She practiced once a week, and during World War II, when she had her 2 children, it used to be a family affair. They used to go out into the countryside, and when the 2 kids were playing with jumping jacks and all that, her husband was teaching her how to prolong her stay in the athletic world. And sure enough, when she was 30 years old, she came back in 1948. She said she'd show them, and she surely did. But one of the interesting things about her finishing her career, they gave her a ticker tape parade, the equivalent of a Holland ticker tape parade. They put her in a horse-drawn carriage with her husband and 2 children. And the item of the day was that there was a greater crowd out there that greeted her than greeted VE Day and when World War II was over.
Did Fanny Blankers Koen, did she inspire more women's athletics in Europe or here or anywhere for that matter? Or was she one of a kind in the end?
Yes, she did. Wilma Rudolph was, Fanny was Wilma Rudolph's inspiration, and she did almost the exact same thing that Fanny did in 1948. Wilma came back in 1960 in Rome and won 3 gold medals in the 100 meters, 200 meters, and the relay. So she inspired all young people, but Wilma in particular was inspired by Fanny.
And when you think of the next generation of American women who were inspired by Wilma Rudolph, I guess you could trace a tremendous number of great women athletes back to Fanny Blankers Koen.
She was one of a kind, and attributing to the fact that she was voted by the Sports Writers of America and the world, going from 1900 to the year 2000. So when you can be a runner and win in 1948 and still maintain your presence as the number one athlete of all time in the women's field, you had to be something real good.
Filmmaker Bud Greenspan, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bud Greenspan was speaking about Fanny Blankers Koen, who won Olympic gold medals in the 100 and 200-meter sprints, the 80-meter hurdles, and the 400-meter relay. She died yesterday at age 85.